very, very, very busy. And of course, we're gonna talk on the block. If it's on the block, we'll talk about it. I've received a letter. To a financial institution that one client purchased 13,054 square feet of land at Shawford containing a certificate of the title book of registration their portfolio Q7 from Project Development Company, a Project Development Company Limited, in the sum of $117,000. We have the complainant on the line at this time, who's going to explain to us, and I've heard that frustration before. Sometimes when you give a financial institution property or the certificate of title, they take years. Before they can hand it over. And this caller is on the line there. Will explain to us just what is going on. She seemed very frustrated. What is going on? Edlyn Harris, good afternoon to you. What's going on here?
Good afternoon, Matt, and a pleasant good afternoon to all those listening. Oh boy, Matt. Let me just say that 2013, I purchased a piece of property in Shawford, and of course, that money was borrowed from RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada. And upon doing the transaction, I was told that I had to use the bank's lawyer, which is Mr. Isidore. I asked whether or not I could have used my lawyer, because I had my personal lawyer, who is Mr. Glenn Ducre. I was told yes. Now, just about the time for the transactions to get close, I was told that I can no longer use my personal lawyer. I have to use the bank's lawyer. We fought that. Glenn fought it himself, and of course, we were not successful. So I went ahead, and I trusted that everything was going to be fine, and I used the bank's lawyer. Matt, I said, this was in 2013. We are now in 2020. In 2018, I came to Dominica, and I query about my title. And in a joking way, I approached the bank, and I said, you know, I haven't seen a copy of my title. I would love to see my name on paper. And the person who I dealt with at the time, she laughed, and she said, oh, really? I said, yes. And upon her arrival into my file, there was no title. She made several phone calls in my presence, and she could not find the title herself, and she was amazed by that. After all the phone calls, she said to me, the title is still with the lawyer. They haven't received it. I said, oh, okay. So I decided to approach Mr. Isidore myself. And it wasn't a pretty visit that very first time I went to his office. For a matter of fact, I felt like he wanted to, talk me down that kind of way. I think what transpired was I spoke to a lawyer who owns a liquor bar, and that might have been the talk in the bar among the lawyers. So he's telling me, instead of speaking about the title, he's telling me that I am calling his name in rum shop. And it wasn't a pretty thing at the office at the time. Anyway, we moved past that, and I was promised that he's going to be working on the title and it was the fault of the agent who represented the person I purchased the property from. And that was in 2018. We're now 2020. I have paid off this property a month ago, securing a loan from the credit union to finish my house project. And I cannot receive that very same title. The bank cannot give me answers. Mr. Isidore failed to speak to me personally. I have been communicating with his secretary, and he would not speak to me. I have been talking through other people about this title, and nobody seemed to know where this title is. Nobody seemed to know where the money that I've paid went, and I am very frustrated, Matt. I am very frustrated, and I am quite sure I am not the only person going through something like that, and I think it's time we speak out, because these people, when we trust them, and I'm talking about the banking institution, when we trust these people with our monies, they're supposed to do us well. I am done paying these people. They have my money, $117,000 plus interest for 7 years, and I have nothing to show for it. And you know what is even more hurtful? Mm-hmm. I have secured a mortgage at the credit union, and they are not willing to disburse any more money to me to build my house. Why? If Mr. Isidore could not come forth with a title in 7 years, when is he going to come forth with it? This is the credit union security. So now I have been sending legal letters left, right, and center. So
are you owing Mr. Isidore at all?
No, Matt. I have paid Mr. Isidore his 3%. And that's the problem, because when Mr. Glenn Ducre, who is a good friend of mine as well, I approached him to do that transaction for me. I was in New York. And he charged me 1%. I explained that to the bank. They said, no, we cannot use Mr. Glenn Ducre. We have to use our in-house lawyer, who is Mr. Isidore. Mr. Isidore charged me 3%. Where is my 3% and where is my $117,000? It is 7 years today.
What are you going to do about that?
Well, we are taking legal actions. We have written to them.
Against the bank or against Mr. Isidore?
We have written to them both, and no one have responded to our letters. So we are going to proceed.
So not one response from the bank?
Not one response, Matt, to our letters. What a shame.
Well, I'm happy you're speaking out. I'm hoping that the bank or Mr. Isidore would respond accordingly, because it seems that you have the facts before you, and I'm hoping, you know, something will come out from this, Edlyn Harris.
Yeah, Matt, I hope so. I mean, I have overstayed my time in Dominica. I've been in Dominica trying to deal with this.
Somebody might ask you, why did you choose to come to the radio to speak about this? You're frustrated.
I am very frustrated. I mean, everybody that helped me, including Royal Bank, I am not getting a response. I mean, I am here in limbo. I am waiting. I need to go ahead with my house project. I need to do something, but nobody is answering my letters or my phone calls. Everybody seems to be looking around for a title that is not there.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So what is Mr. Isidore is just not responding to you? I want to.
Mr. Isidore have not spoken to me one bit. I have been going to his office. I have been calling his office, and his secretary is speaking to me, but not Mr. Isidore himself.
Not one explanation.
Not one conversation.
Wow, Edlyn, we will keep following that story to see if something comes from this, huh? Very frustrating.
Thank you so much, Matt. And I really hope that the other persons out there, I mean, if you are going through this, and or if you have any plans of in these institutions, please, please, please. I don't think I have slept on it, because I have been asking for my title, and I trusted the bank, because this is something they should have in their possession. And, of course, they didn't. They did not, and it's a shame.
Really a shame, yes. Hoping that that the bank can come up with some explanation. I mean, the lady is frustrated that she's only asking for the certificate of title, which she paid for the land. Why would you have the certificate of title just yet? Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Matt.
Yes, sir.
It is not surprising to me.
Why is that surprising? Because
it is not surprising to me what Isidore is doing to this lady. Remember what he did to you follow here and...
Well, we don't want to mix apples and oranges here, but I'm saying that if Mr. Isidore, I'm sure, maybe we'll hear from him, but I don't want to mix apples and oranges here. Okay, it's 1:32, but you're saying you're not surprised with what Mr. Isidore has done to this young lady, yes?
Matt.
I'm here.
It's not the matter of mixing apples and whatever. Matt, a thief is a thief.
You see what I mean? And no, you cannot prove what you've just said. You cannot prove that he's a thief. If you have the evidence, I mean, I don't want any legal action to be taken against you, so be very, very, very careful, all right? Let's move on. 449-3095-9697. Hello, yes.
Father Spelty, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, yes. Love to you back at it, yes.
Ah, Lord have mercy. Matt, you just get it when you're in that studio there.
Yes, I just get it, yes.
I do. But Matt, I know Edlyn Harris, and let me empathize with her. Based on what she said, she's going through at this time. It's like trying to pull teeth in Dominica when you are trying to, you know, get something resolved. Matt, do you know there's a move, just like how the Dominica Labour Party tried to infiltrate the, what you call it, the local government, the village councils and committees across this region.
Mm.
There is a move as well to infiltrate financial institution where they have the boards running their business. I can tell you that because I was privy to some sort of action in that department. And so it doesn't surprise me based on what I'm hearing. Edlyn is saying that this afternoon. And let me make the connection for you. You realize she said that although she got another lawyer who wanted to do a transaction for her for 1%, whatever legal situation he had to deal with, the bank or credit union insisted that she, as their customer, had to use their lawyer. And their lawyer was like 3 times the rate of the lawyer she was getting. That is how Matthias felt here, that some of these financial institutions there, they are being used by the powers that be in a very subtle way. And so people like Stephen Isidore, when you see Stephen Isidore on the road, and I'm not attacking the guy personally, but that is a fact. This guy, if there's an ant on the road and he step on that ant, the ant wouldn't die because he's walking so gingerly, so light, as if, well, they are sins that drop from heaven. But when you hear about the stories that they have their clients going through, the caller before mentioned, you follow. I know you may not want to go back there, but a man's character follows him no matter where he goes. And we all remember the stories that Mr. Goldman will give us about this gentleman.
Well, while I agree with you, Lofty, we just have to be careful and tread carefully because Mr. Isidore has never been charged in the court, huh?
Matt, I am not in no shape or form going to defame Mr. Isidore in any way.
Okay.
I know exactly what I'm saying. It is on the public record that Emmanuel said a lot of things that Mr. Isidore has yet to challenge him publicly before he died. So I mean to say that is not defaming the man in no shape or form. And I'm prepared to see a man's character follows them no matter what. Matt, we in Dominica, it's only the people in Dominica that have to rise up to the occasion and deliver ourselves and our country from that cesspool called the Labour Party government. Thank you, brother.
Yes, and I know for well, you know, that the NBD itself, NBD, we're talking about different banks, has its own lawyers, eh? So a battery of lawyers. They have a few lawyers representing the bank. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hey, I'm lost for words in a sense, you know. Right? I'm not surprised I'm lost for words because, like Lofty was saying, we have seen a consistent pattern to do with these lawyers, especially for the government and what happens. I mean, I would want to ask, did that certificate of title end up in some judicial review? Because judicial review in Dominica is a process used to circumvent the situation before it even starts, you know. So the lady has not even seen her certificate of title, so it must end up in the same judicial review like the Juan Emmanuel situation after the 52 charges.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, he was never charged. And why he was never charged, we saw the whole force that came to cordon off the court area just to protect him. Matt, we cannot be seeing these things and we're standing by and doing nothing. And you know, it's the same usual suspects, the same government people. So every time... Look, the lady there is a private ordinary citizen, right?
Yeah.
Right. She lives out of Dominica.
She used to.
Okay, for what I'm hearing. So what I'm saying is, when it's for things to work on the behalf of the people, it doesn't work. When it's for it to work on the behalf of the government, it works. This is the same Isidore that you would hear his name calling to make payments to so many different people. This is the same Isidore in the Juan Emmanuel situation. This is the same Isidore in other situations. And this story with banks using Isidore as their in-house lawyer and not using other lawyers that are cheaper. Angelo broke these stories a long time ago. I don't know if it's Tet Wed or Tet D. Nuni. Mais nous sommes parmi mon sort. Et nous avons gardé toutes sortes qui ont été bites qui arrivent à Dominique. Et nous avons resté là comme couillon. Ça n'a pas qu'à marcher bien et puis moi, bouc moi. We have to turn that around. And these are the things that you see in the reoccurring because these are the same people that the same players all the time. They are nefarious characters just doing dubious business. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Matt, I know how this lady feels because I have been through this the same with the former head of the Electoral Commission, Mr. Burton. I had to take it upon myself to find my papers in the registry. 138, yes.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I missed out. Where's that property? Because I guess maybe based on where the property is, the certificate of title will be difficult to find. So if the lady or if you could tell us where that property is.
The property is in the Shawford area.
Oh, so no wonder. Thank you so much, Matt.
I don't know what no wonder is about, but this property is in the Shawford area. Hello. From the Certificate of Title, Book of Titles, Q7, Folio 18, from the Project Development Company, limited in the sum of $117,000. So, that's what I said. It's in the Shawford area, from the Project Development Company, limited. Hello, talk to me, yes.
Yes, Matt. Miss Harris took a loan at the credit union.
Not the credit union, the Royal Bank. After that, because she wanted the project to get, she wanted a little more money. So she moved to, because of all the complications of Royal Bank, she moved to the NCCU, yes.
And the life of the loan went on for 7 years.
Yes.
And the credit union never found it fit.
It's not the credit union. Again, don't get it confused. She has stopped paying the loan. She has paid off the land with the Royal Bank. So she moved across to the NCCU, and now the NCCU is asking her to present her title because they want to give her further monies. But she has not been able to do that because she don't have the title. Do you understand?
So Royal Bank owes her her title.
And that's what she's looking for. And she's saying the Royal Bank says that the title is in the name of the lawyer.
But what is this about? Now, that thing is smelling so far. I mean, come on, Royal Bank. The lady took out a loan with you. She paid you off. You owe her her title. That's a class action lawsuit on Royal Bank, Miss Harris. Certainly, they owed her a duty of care to deliver her title to the lady when she paid you off. Come on, that thing just doesn't sound right, Miss Harris.
No, but I'm saying again, I mean, it's the lawyer that represented the bank. So why can't the lawyer actually find the lady's title on her behalf?
But she has no dealings with the lawyer. The bank is who she dealt with.
Yes.
So the bank owes her her title when she paid off the Royal Bank.
But the bank also insisted, Peter, that there should be one lawyer representing the bank. When she wanted her own lawyer, Mr. Glenn Ducre, to represent her, and they said, no, we have our lawyers already. See?
And that was over. And then they allowed to use the bank's lawyer.
Yep,
fine.
That's it.
Okay. And somehow, 7 years, the lady has not seen her title. Who is the seller? And where's the transfer of ownership? She should go and to the Ministry of Finance, who the commissioner who handles banks and credit unions. Somehow that thing, the lady deserves much better treatment than that. That isn't correct at all. Come on, man.
I know. It can be frustrating there. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hey, Matt.
Yes, I.
If the lady suddenly closed her eyes, somebody can turn around and sell that property.
If somebody, but there's a property on the property now because she paid off.
No.
But so she's looking for more money to expand.
No.
Are you getting me?
Yeah, but if she closed her eyes and she haven't got the certificates and somebody turn around and resell the place, the person that have it.
I don't know. That seemed like a possibility, but it was structure. I don't know if that will sell. Hello, talk to me. On the telephone, are you there? 449-309-596-97. Hello, talk to me.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
Matt, here's the problem. Is it legal for a financial institution, if you go and secure a loan there, to force their lawyer upon you? Is it legal? Is it according to law?
I have to talk to a lawyer about that, but I've seen it happen that they say if you bring your own lawyer, they said no, this lawyer is representing me. That's been happening for some time. Yes,
no,
I've seen that.
Here is where the problem lies, Matt. Here is where the problem lies. So whatever the financial institution do with you, then they are free because it's their lawyer representing you. And what kind of representation are you going to get from their lawyer? It is happening with the credit union that they have that very same easy door. Credit unions, they have that very same easy door. And that is he representing to you. Why should it be happening? That is real dictatorship, man. You know, that is real communism that is taking place. To force people to take who they don't want to represent them. Where is our freedom in Dominica? And these things will continue to happen because Dominicans has put as if a block, a veil over their eyes. They don't want to stand and face reality, the filthiness of this administration. They don't want to face it. So these things have to continue to happen. I believe everybody has the right, the privilege, if they're going to do something, to have their own lawyer to represent them and not what is given to them. We must stop that because, Mark, I can't shove food down your throat.
I know.
It shouldn't be. That is totally and completely wrong. Everybody should have their free will. They should have their freedom of choice. And that is what the Constitution gives us. Why? Is it a conspiracy against Dominican by this administration? Huh? The lady need her title.
Yeah, title.
And they should. Yes, the bank should give it to her because she secured the loan with the bank. The lawyer do the work and present the title to the bank. Until the lady pay, when the lady pay off, the bank has to deliver the lady's title.
And no title. No title has been delivered. None.
Well, that's where the wrong is, Matt. It's the bank. Right now. And people now have to stand up and say, no, I don't want your lawyer. I have my lawyer. That's their choice. And that's their freedom. Okay?
All right, caller. Matt, it took me a year for my title. Something is wrong with this lady's title. Again, the title, the certificate of title book, title Q7, folio 18 from the project. I think it was some development taking place there. So I don't know why the lady has not been given her title. We'll follow this one there, and it just opened up a can of worms. So if you you have your own lawyer. You have to use the bank's lawyer on many occasions. Hello, talk to me. Lawyers should come out and speak about this. Hello, yes.
Yes, Madge.
Yes.
For the NCCU, I don't know if you take the loan to buy the property if you use their lawyer. But when I bought my property, when I paid it off cash,
yes,
I chose the lawyer that I wanted.
Well, you know? I don't think the NCCU has a problem with her lawyer, you know. The NCCU has a problem with she not presented the title.
Yeah, but it has to go to a lawyer to get the paperwork and everything done for
you. Yeah, but I'm telling you, that part of the title has gone. She built her house right now, but she's looking for more money to expand. And the credit union is now saying, you know, we want to give you more money. We want to give you more money, but we need your title.
So what takes so long, so many years to get the title?
That's a big question. Where is that title? Where is that title?
Somebody has it somewhere.
Well, and the lawyer says, the lawyer has not dealt with the lady. He refuses to deal with the lady. Hello, talk to me, yes. Carla, are you there? No, well, let's move to this next call. I think we need a battery of lawyers to speak about that. Hello, yes?
Matt.
Yes?
Remember what he do, my child? He's becoming patient.
All right, Carla, thank you very much. Hello, yes, 148.
Matt, me again. Here the problem lies, Matt.
Yes?
Whereas the bank, the financial institution, should demand that title from the lawyer to present to their client, they loan the money to purchase the property to deliver that title to the client. Now the bank and the lawyer together now going to fight the person that take the loan to buy that property. The person stands no chance, as if no chance, because the bank's against them, because whereas the bank should deliver the title to her, they haven't done that. Now the lawyer, they didn't secure it from the lawyer. What kokomakaka taking place? What is going on, Ma? What is going on?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to try to invite Mr. Glenn Ducre, who is now representing Edlin in that situation, and see if we can break it down, because I just don't understand. If you want to have your lawyer, you have your lawyer. Why do you have to use the bank's lawyer? Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Ma, afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Mad, a lot of people have to learn to know their rights. I can remember purchasing my property,
yes,
a piece of land, and it was State Bank. So when I paid a state amount, and it was going a little bit tight, I decided to transfer to credit union. I made sure I asked for my certificate of title. And before that, I was always going to the lawyer to make sure to do my processing for me. It took a little time, but I was at work until it ended up going to the A-Bank. I made sure I get my copy, and when I finished pay them off, I demand for my certificate of title in my hand, and I brought it to credit union. It is time for us to know our rights. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, again, I think the concerned lawyers in Dominica should speak to that. It's a big concern in Dominica at this time. So I'm asking of the concerned lawyers in Dominica to speak to the issue. We're going to come back after this.
Introducing EasyShopDom.com.
EasyShopDom.com, your preferred skybox company. Shop online and have your items delivered safely. Don't have a card? No problem. Check us at Element Agencies. Let us take care of your orders and shipping. Shop with EasyShopDom.com for your chance to win prizes. Laptops, TVs, mobile handsets, and more. Registration is free. Just go to EasyShopDom.com, click Setup, fill out the registration form. You'll receive your EasyShop number and shipping address, you're good to go. Purchase items online using your Easy Shop shipping address and member number. Agent Element Agencies, Woodbridge Bay. Contact 235-4666 616-0038. Email easyshopdom@gmail.com. Website www.easyshopdom.com.
So easy to shop online.
This Christmas, make it like no other. Paint up the walls. Go bold with Berger. Transform your home. Make it brand new.
With savings.
And the cash prize too. Fantastic discount. Prices galore. Buy Berger paint. Get your code for sure. Go bold with Berger for your chance to win the grand cash prize. Buy weekly cash prizes and discounts. Text the code to take the prize. Visit your hardware for more details. Berger for lasting beauty and protection.
Local agents, E.H. Charles and Company Limited.
Attention! We're a go for rocket launch!
Roger!
Engines ready!
Yay, Daddy!
Liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Kids, breakfast is ready!
Ooh, launch postponed!
Give yourself a strong start to the day with Dutch Lady. Milk with essential nutrients, calcium, vitamins, and protein. Dutch Lady. Building strong families since 1871.
Pierson Pasadi Pudino, but if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linhas Veb de Pladu. I want to tell my quarter, my family brought me to Linhas after I die. And the way Linhas took care of my body with respect and dignity, my jamais avec a tes spécial à l'emote vivant. Linhas Funeral Home, 30 years of experience, professional, reliable, and compassionate service. With a 24 hour emergency service. So long, monumo, pakite a yen bazou diw. Ki e 449-1800, 275-7564, 449-2100, or the emergency. Emergency number 277-1800. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go, go with the best chaperone. Linus, you know at home. Mama Tutu Famdi, si se pa Limus, I ga vini hale pie yo.
Our numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 275-7564, and 276-0400. Call Linhurst the Funeral Home today.
All right, we're back, Dominica. Somebody's saying we should get Mr. Francis and other lawyers to speak to the issue, the land issue, sometime in the near future. But I'll have Mr. Francis with me on Monday afternoon. We'll try to see what he has to say on this issue. Yes, Mr. Francis will be my guest on Monday afternoon from 1. He may want to invite a few other lawyers to speak to the issues, but I know they have the program every other Tuesday. It's a subject they can address as well. The lady wants a title. Where is her title? Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Matt, you asking me where is the title, Matt?
I'm asking you.
Matt, you want me to suggest something, Matt? I suspect that title got lost in Gunny Manuel's office. Because with the speed in which he was dismissed, fired from Gon Emmanuel's office for suspected money laundering for Roosevelt Kerrick, Matt, in his haste to get out of the office, Matt, he forgot the title in Gon Emmanuel's office. So what Isidore can do is to go back in Gon Emmanuel's office, politely ask the secretary, the office manager, for permission to go and look in his old office, to collect the lady's title deed for her, Matt. Because that is carelessness, that's incompetence, Matt. And, Matt, there is something wrong about that where a bank imposes a lawyer on you, Matt.
It has been happening for some time now, Brian. I will say that, okay? 155, and that's, Royal Bank is not the only person you can accuse. There are some other institutions that use their own lawyers. I've seen that happen many times. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yes, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, what I want to say, did the woman receive a receipt after the memorandum of transfer?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so because she has not received the title just yet.
Well, this happened to me already. After the transfer, you must get a receipt. And during that time, it was 10.5%. Now 8% for government and 2.5% for the lawyer. So therefore, the fact is now you only own the lawyer 2.5% and 8% for government. Now if she did not have that receipt, there's nothing she can do. Have that receipt. And if she has the receipt, it's only so. So that's all.
Well, again, I will reach out to Miss Edlin to see if she has the receipt that you're talking about, 449 3095. Matt, banks are getting away with murder in Dominica. When you take a loan from the bank, you are the one who must get your lawyer to register your title for you. The banks take advantage. It's taking advantage. The banks are taking advantage of people. 4493095, 96 and 97. Suspect we'll have to explore that issue. It's a very educational issue. We need to know what's going on there. The lawyers, I'm hoping that you can come out and speak to this. Hello, yes.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, you know, that whole title delivery and so much is the reason why customers are forced to take the bank's lawyer. And that one of the things I find our lawyers do not advocate sufficiently for their clients, Matt. Matt, I can say what I want about Anthony Estefan, but he advocates for and on behalf of his clients. Matt, how can you tell me, I go to a bank to sign a mortgage. The bank draws up the mortgage document. And then I must engage the bank's lawyer to interpret a document that they draw up for me. I have to have my independent attorney to advise me on the document. But something that people don't understand, and that is part of the reason why, because some of the lawyers fail to deliver, that's one of the reasons the banks are using why they force you to take their lawyer. But Matt, it should be against, you know, your right, your fundamental right to have your independent lawyer assess any agreement that you sign with anybody or any contract, Matt. Now, the interesting thing about all of this, Matt, if, for example, I take out a mortgage loan, I have my own attorney. The bank insists that I use their attorney. Not all I have to do is go, don't pay the damn mortgage and let them take me to court. I don't know what was in the agreement because your lawyer told me I had no independent advice. The banks don't understand the liability they expose themselves to. But of course, we don't have lawyers in Dominica sufficiently aggressive enough to address those issues. They get into some little deal and some little smiley stuff, and they are happy. Now, there must be aggressive representation on behalf of your client. You advocate for your client. There are times when an economy may have to negotiate a settlement also, yes. But Matt, it is the norm in Dominica that they negotiate settlement rather than fight for in the court. And that is part of the problem that plagues Dominica, Matt.
All right, I'll tell you what, we'll get some lawyers to speak to this. We have one more minute. We're going to join Digicel in a minute. Hello, talk to me, yes.
Matt.
Yes, quickly, our last
call. I'll begin, brother, very quick.
Yes.
That's just a suggestion.
Wow.
That lady could be one of the 52 counts brought from Mr. Emmanuel.
Mr. Emmanuel was not in that deal at all. Of course, we're talking about the Royal Bank and Mr. That's 2013. I suspect Mr. Isidore may have been representing, and we'll find out, and we'll find out who are the managers of the Project Development Company Limited. The lady paid $117,000, $486,000, and she has paid off her loan, but has not gotten the title. That's where the controversy lies. Where is the title? And who manages Project Development Company? Dominica will come back with more tomorrow. Maybe Mr. Isidore himself has his own side of the story. We'll see you again tomorrow. It was a pleasure as always. There are more issues. Dominica, pregnant of issues. Hello, talk to me.
My Real Papa Noel, Geno Jacob. Creole Cuisine by Alex Boyd Knights. Coyola Dolce by Gregory Roberts, and so much more. Creole Heartbeats. Available at Val Ferry, Roseau, and Portsmouth. From East Main, South City, Guambe, Jazz Bookstore, and more. Creole Heartbeats. The authentic international cultural magazine. Creole Heartbeats. The perfect read this Christmas. Endorsed by Digicel. Please, there.